It is Friday, May 24th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
And it seems like the first of the summer. Doesn't matter what the calendar says or solstice says.
Because, like, pools open and things like that.
And this year, most public schools seem to be getting out right around either today or Tuesday. So, yes, we are claiming this as the unofficial start of summer.
Excellent. So based on that premise, Flip Putoff, who has been writing about the outdoors in Northwest Arkansas for decades, has an offer for us of some outdoor activities perfect for the weekend. He did it as a menu. We start with appetizers, which are things to do in an hour or so.
Oh, I like this idea.
Okay. You can take a tour at Hobbs State Park. So he suggests that you can start at the picture window at the visitor center, where you can look at birds, and you can head to the mini theater to see a 20-minute movie about the geology, wildlife, and history of the park. And if you have kids, they can pick up and examine deer antlers and hides and things like that. And then you can check to see what other programs are scheduled for the weekend, and everything is
free.
Exactly. Phone number is 789-5000. You can bike at Pea Ridge in that hour or so.
Right.
If you can ride 7 miles on the tour road, which that would take me a week or so, but nonetheless. Pea Ridge National Military Park. Not much traffic on the tour loop. And there's a what he calls a Weezer of a climb, but a nice zippy ride on the downhill. A modest entrance fee is required, 451-8122, or you can ride a paddle boat at Devil's Den State Park. Lake Devil at the heart of the state park has paddle boats available for rent, or you can hike one of the trails. There's a short one that's a quarter or so of a mile, or hop on the Yellow Rock Trail for a 3-mile hike, which takes me more than an hour.
But the Yellow Rock Trail is so fun.
And beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
You can call 761-3325 for details. Here are his all-day main courses.
Okay.
Get up and go see the elk.
Oh, in Newton County.
Yes.
Buckley
at the
Valley.
Buffalo River. It is gorgeous. He says the best time to see them is early in the morning. And later in the morning, you can pay a visit to the Ponca Elk Education Center and learn all about them. And you can finish the day with a hike on the Lost Valley Trail, another gorgeous spot. It's 1.1 miles, 2.2 round trip with a waterfall and Cobb Cave, which is a bluff shelter, he says, as big as a church. Gorgeous. Or you can float the Kings River near Eureka Springs. Says it's one of the best beginner float rivers. 7 miles from the Rockhouse access to Kings River Outfitters. Pack lunch. It takes longer than you think. I learned that the first time. Or pack a fishing rod and cast for smallmouth bass. It is his tip that tube baits in the green pumpkin color are deadly on the Kings River. Just saying.
Okay.
I don't know what I said, but it'll make sense to people who fish.
Okay.
Or rent a pontoon boat at Beaver Lake, Prairie Creek Marina to be specific. And for dessert, Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
Zip the Buffalo.
Huh, maybe we did that.
Maybe we should do that again.
Maybe we should do that again.
I wonder if they got the new course open.
Surely, right now.
It's about $90 for the Canopy Tour. Way fun. You can call 800-221-5514 for information. You can hike the Tanyard Creek Nature Trail and Blowing Springs Trail in Bella Vista, open to the public. Or you can bike the Blowing Springs Trail, about 6 miles of what he calls some of the sweetest off-road riding available.
All right.
There you go. Now, also this weekend, some scheduled things going on. If I can find my notes, because I can't remember things anymore. Warhorse continues and wraps up this weekend. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday. Find out more at 443-5600. It's time for a Renaissance Fair. You know how much I love those.
You do.
The Oklahoma Renaissance Fair is this weekend.
At Muskogee?
At Muskogee. It has grown up to be a full-fledged Ren Fair, just like Kansas City or Scarborough Fair or Texas Renaissance Festival. Hours are 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And tickets are $7.95 for kids and $14.95 for adults.
Not bad.
Or Saturday evening in Eureka Springs. You can't have my seat, but there should still be seats for Trout Fishing in America at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. Tickets are $20 to $25. Really, show up.
All right. Thanks, Becca.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.